Hi, I'm Matt Heath, and this is my friend Jeremy Wells, and welcome to our daily podcast, which we farted out sometime between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. this morning.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by MyRepublic. Even if you are listening to this courtesy of another provider, they won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits? What great New Zealanders they are.
And don't forget to subscribe, slag us off, and give us a 5-star review.
Here we come and we are sailing.
This is the perfect race.
Here we come, we're on our way.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
In a boat just called New Zealand.
Can you believe it?
We're together, that's our way.
Comprehensive victory.
One people on the water.
Team New Zealand, do it.
One people on the land.
100% flight time.
It's New Zealand all together.
Kiwis working hand in hand.
Team New Zealand are now on match point.
Whoever you are, wherever you are, across this beautiful nation, you are a great New Zealander. And this is the Punishing Matt and Jenny Show on the best radio station in the world, Radio Hauraki.
And a prize.
It's been 22 years in the making. San Diego, 1995, and now Bermuda, 2017. Once again, the America's Cup is New Zealand's Cup.
Good morning and welcome to the Matt and Jerry Show for the 27th of June 2017. We did it. I did it. You did it. We all did it. We've won the America's Cup.
They said we couldn't do it.
They said we were crap.
They said there was no chance. They said your cyclists are humiliators.
They kicked dust in our faces.
But in the end, the great country of New Zealand triumphs yet again in the sailing world, and we are on top of the sailing world, and the America's Cup is coming back down to the South Pacific.
Unless there's more money to keep it somewhere else.
hopefully back to some monorails punishing their way around a really windy Gulf.
For me, I see this as a personal victory because I stuck with the team. I wasn't one of those people that called them wankers. Called for their money to be cut after the last loss.
Well, luckily
I wasn't one of them that...
We have some audio, actually, of you and some of the things that you've been saying over the last...
I wasn't the kind of guy that spent 4 years slagging them off and then jumped on the bandwagon at the end. And that's why this is so sweet for me. I've been there with them. I've kept the faith.
You have. You've been the most loyal supporter.
And speaking of which, the loyal supporters, how about those wankers? On the shore.
Oh, they must be.
They're going to party hard.
They will be partying. They'll be hitting the rumbos really, really hard.
Yeah.
It'll be days and days of partying. It's not an easy place to get to, Bermuda.
No. But it's an easy place to get stuff to.
What a... It certainly is. Very close to South America. But what a race today again from the New Zealanders, because they lost the start and then they did what they did. Billing, so cool under pressure. It was one jibe particularly which won them the race, and then they just kept it. Once they take the lead, they just always hold on to the lead.
Well, they do say that the fastest boat will always win as long as you don't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And the New Zealand crew just didn't make too many mistakes, did they? And they didn't let Spittle in, and then Spittle sort of had a bit of cry. Bit of a cry in his voice.
Well, he certainly did. He was because then they said, what next for Jimmy Spittle? And he all of a sudden realised the next few weeks are not going to be much fun for him.
No.
Because he remembers what the ecstasy was like. And was it President Nixon in the 1970s who said, you don't understand what it's like to go to the highest mountain until you've been to the lowest valley?
Yeah, right.
Or does it not... You don't know what it's like to go to the lowest valley until you've been to the highest mountain, something like that.
Well, it's like Chris Hadfield, that Canadian astronaut, said, it's so hard to come back down to Earth. You've been in space, and you land on Earth, and then you're just a normal person walking around.
Yeah.
And you can't even walk because your muscles and bones have been affected by being in space.
Yeah.
That's maybe not the best
analogy.
I
don't think it's quite like
that. I went too high and too low.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Spitter will still be very wealthy. Yeah. And he'll probably be signed up to some other syndicate. And he didn't have the amount of like liquid coming out of his nose and eyes as Dean Barker did.
No, he didn't. Well, Dean Barker, I think he had a cold at that particular time as well, which really wasn't helping.
There was a lot coming out. There was a lot coming out.
Great stuff. Team New Zealand bringing home the America's Cup. This is a great day for New Zealand.
And a great day for Viaduct Property Prices.
Matt Heath, Jeremy Wells, the Hauraki Breakfast.
If you've just joined us, a spoiler alert. Turn your...
Yeah.
Turn your... What?
Just like, are you into yachting?
Well, no, I'm just going to say turn your ears off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. Only if you're into yachting, though.
Yeah, turn your ears off if you're into yachting or you care about our country.
Yeah. So if you hate New Zealanders.
Yes.
And you hate yachting.
Yeah.
Then just keep listening.
Hold on.
Not all you already
know. No. If you love New Zealand.
Yeah.
And you haven't yet watched the America's Cup race.
Won. We won.
Oh, well, that's completely. You've just completely ruined that.
Have I? The agenda. Matt and Jerry Show Agenda is a communal conversation starter. Ring us with your opinion anytime on 0800 Hauraki. Later, kids go bush. Soon, crims don't like being cyberbullied. But now, MMM situation at Ioni home.
A Lions fan ended up accidentally staying with rugby players Rico and Akira Ioni after their mum welcomed the Englishman into their home. Sandra Ioni said at first Alex Edwards did not realise who the young men were, but it did not take long for him to click. Edwards' accommodation fell through the night before the game, and he was planning on sleeping in his van in the Ponsonby Rugby Club car park. Good times. He got chatting to Sandra Ioni at the club, where she helps run things, and she offered him a mattress on the floor for a couple of nights. It also turned out that the Ioni brothers still share a room, although it now contains two king-size beds in the one room.
Well, that's not a full Burton Ernie situation, is it, really?
No, I was disappointed to hear that, actually. I mean, cramming two. If you're an adult,
yeah,
and you are going to share a room with someone, it is crucial that you, Ernie and Bert, in a single bed. Mm. You can't have one person in a double. You can't have one in a single or any kind of combination of anything like that. You can't even have a queen. It's got to be a kid's single with your feet coming out over the back of it.
I've got a couple of points on this. Firstly, this you know, Lions tour sort of happy fluff piece news seems to be sort of wiped out a little bit just at the moment. I mean, it's a great story. They share a room, humble, you know, very humble. You know, he's an All Black. He scored two tries in his first start for the All Blacks. You know what I'm saying? That's great. But I think the focus has got to be on the America's Cup because we won the America's Cup.
Well, you've just spoiled it for so many people who are just waking up and they've recorded it and they're going to
If they've recorded it, then why aren't they watching it?
Well, they were waiting until 20 past 6.
Well, okay, I'm going to go to Stiffy on this. Morning, Stiffy.
Morning.
Did you record the America's Cup?
Oh, I watched it this morning.
Did you get a massive white on, Stiffy?
A little bit. Mm. Like Matt Heath, I've been watching it, been a fan for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never actually seen the cup before, and I've seen it this morning. It's not actually a cup, is it? It's more like a gravy pourer.
Yeah, right, that's right, yeah.
The old gravy pourer.
Yeah.
That's a good point, actually.
Stiffy, you're right. Well, that's what they do with it. So what happens is when you win it, they have a massive roast, and then big roast dinner, and then they pour gravy into it, and then Burling is the first person to pour the gravy over everybody's plate, and he just goes from one end of the table and just pours a big streak down everybody through the middle of everybody's plate.
Lamb?
Do they have a roast or a spit?
No, they just have
Jesus, Stiffy, let's bring it back out of the gutter and can we be trusted with the cup? Because last time we had it, someone smashed it, didn't they? They smashed it. Who smashed it? That guy smashed it.
Yeah, he said this is not the people's cup, this is the rich man's cup.
Yep.
Which he made a good point there. It is really a rich man's cup.
Yeah, but you can't smash things just because they... Oh, the rich man's cup.
Well, I think maybe what he was trying
like. If we went downstairs now and smashed up Mike Hosking's Maserati, and we'd say this is not the people's Maserati, this is the rich man's Maserati, we'd still get in trouble.
Yeah, but we'd get some support.
Would we?
I think you'd find we'd definitely get some support. But I remember that Holmes interview. Actually, he was on the Holmes show, and he was on there, kind of in a fishing beanie, and he dropped a massive F-bomb on live TV. It was really impressive. That's quite interesting.
So they just panel beaded the cup and that's the same cup, or did they replace it completely?
No, they panel beaded it.
Yeah, it's looking good, isn't it?
But, yeah, it cost a lot of money to panel bead.
Did we have to pay for that?
Yeah, we did, yeah. I paid for it.
Did you?
Yeah. It was my taxes.
Now that's your agenda for this morning.
I don't belong here.
So New Zealand have won the America's Cup.
Spoiler.
They have challenged for it successfully for the second time. And the Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron is the only yacht squadron in the world who have challenged for it and won it twice.
Wow, well done, the Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron.
Quite amazing, isn't it?
They won't let you in, though, that's for sure.
What, the Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron?
No, not unless you've got a tie and a Steady the Ship Williamson hat on.
Imagine. I didn't see a lot of Steady the Ship Williamson hat.
That would be a perfect opportunity for people to get on the Steady the Ship Williamson.
Why is Billy not wearing one of those Steady the Ship? Well, he had to wear a helmet.
But you could have got a larger size one and put it over his head, though. But do you think they should bring it back to New Zealand?
I think they should bring it back to New Zealand. Absolutely.
Do you think they will bring it back to New Zealand?
I don't know whether they'll bring it back to New Zealand because I don't know what Grant Dalton's thinking, and I've seen no interviews of him talking about it.
Should we run a
snap poll?
0800 Hodaki, 0800 428 725. What's the question, Jerry? Should they bring it back to New Zealand or will they bring it back to New Zealand?
Well, they'll definitely bring the actual America's Cup back to New Zealand.
Well, they have to for a while, yeah. But will they race?
Will they have the races in New Zealand? I mean, because Bermuda's been great, you've got to say it looks amazing. The wind has been great. They've had lots of days sailing. They haven't had lots of cancellations.
They've had lots of wankers on the shore.
And apparently it's amazing in that zone where you can get a rum. For about $180.
$50 to just get into the area to drink that rum.
But let's see what our listeners think about whether or not the America's Cup should be raced back.
Well, will it? Well, ask Nick from Cambridge what the question is.
Cambridge is a hotbed of sailing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of yachting going on there. Nick, do you understand the question?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They should bring it back to Canada rather than punishing the city of Auckland.
Tauranga, you reckon?
Yeah.
Tauranga.
Well, does it have the infrastructure? That's the thing.
Totes.
Tauranga.
It's got that camping ground on the mount, at the mount.
Imagine that. Imagine everybody camping and using, like, shared ablutions. Okay, so you reckon yes, Nick.
Yes.
Right. But Samantha, morning, babe.
They should have the
morning, babes, how are we?
Oh, good, Samantha. Better since we've heard from you. Should they? And will they bring the America's Cup back to New Zealand?
Nah.
Leave it in Bermuda.
Yep.
Okay, there you go, Samantha. Nah. That's one for yeah, one for nah.
Let's go up to Helensville where Josh, the 28-year-old builder, resides. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, lads. How you going?
Oh, so good. So very good.
Josh, should they be racing it back in New Zealand?
Yeah, mate. Race it down the Kuiper River.
Down the Kuiper.
On the Kuiper. Would you not be willing to pest into town to watch it, Josh?
No, it'd be definitely there, mate.
Yeah, okay, yep, there you go. Okay. Yep, there you go. That's two for you. All right, brilliant.
Let's see what they think in the nation's capital, Wellington. Good morning, Peter.
Morning, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Peter.
You don't care because it might be in Auckland. Is that right, Peter?
I think part of the issue with this regatta was that Oracle tried to force everyone to agree that whoever won it would be raced in Bermuda again, but New Zealand refused to sign it.
Yeah, it was clever of us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, no, I wouldn't mind seeing it back in New Zealand.
Yeah, I think so too. And look, we were just talking about it off air. If someone had have said to Oracle when they won the when they won it back off New Zealand, was it Oracle or Alinghi? Was it Alinghi? If they'd said to those guys, Russell Coutts, who was sailing at the time, if they'd said to him, if Team New Zealand had said at that point, 2003, look, if you guys do win it, it has to be sailed in New Zealand from now on. They would have said, no way, we're not signing that. That's not kind of the way the America's Cup works. The person who wins the America's Cup decides everything about the America's Cup.
But you've got to say Bermuda's not exactly in America, is it?
No.
No.
No, it's not. But still, there will be some kind of connection. There'll be some kind of back end.
Why don't they fart it back up around Alcatraz?
Well, because that was the wind. Remember the wind was a shock of that?
But it looked cool.
It did look cool.
Well, okay, now we've got a consensus. Yes, that should come back here, but now the question is where? We'll have to run another snap poll next.
Okay, all right.
About where in New Zealand should be run, because my call is 5-0 straight.
Okay, hold the line, Adam.
Matt Heath, Jeremy Wells, the Hodaki Breakfast.
Hey, so we've determined through
snap poll.
The Kiwis think we should bring the cup back to New Zealand now that we've won it, the old gravy mug. The old gravy pourer. It's not so much a cup as a mug, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a pourer.
That's what it's called, the old mug.
It's a jug. It should be called a jug.
The old gravy jug.
Yeah, the dirty old gravy jug.
The old gravy jug.
The question is where, and so we're running a complex snap poll here. Here are the options, Jerry, for where. 0800 Hodaki, 0800 428 75, your votes for where.
Okay, we've got six options.
5-0 straight.
Yep.
operating out of Bluff.
That's option one. Mm. Option two, Cook Strait, operating out of Wellington.
Option three, Bremhead to Cape Coval.
That's right, the Hauraki Gulf, which is Auckland. Option four, Tauranga.
Yeah, farted off the mount.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Option five, Greymouth Cobden Beach.
Yeah, Greymouth Cobden Beach.
You've got to get over the Greymouth Bar to the river, which is obviously perilous, but would make some for some fantastic racing, particularly if they had a whole lot of marks that you just had to try and round.
Yeah.
While you're trying to deal with the tide coming in and lots and lots of water running from a flood that's happened over the last few days, just brown water trying to get back out again.
But, you know, Spittle and Oracle, if he stays with the team, and Larry Olsen, they could set up at the Runanga Workingmen's Club.
Exactly.
Nearby.
And this sixth option here is Fiordland. Not a lot of infrastructure down there, but geez, it'd look beautiful.
No, you're going to put the Marlborough Sounds in on there?
Oh, the Marlborough Sounds, all right.
I'll put
that down there, seven Marlborough Sounds, Ketch V Sloop.
Okay, let's get straight in. Let's go to the phones. Adam from Auckland. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning,
Auckland.
Morning, Adam.
That's very disappointing from you.
Is that a butt dial?
We interrupt your regularly scheduled program to bring you this butt dial.
Well, he's definitely listening to us, but let's take it out to.
Let's go down to Donnie from Tasman. Morning, Donnie.
Morning, guys. Hey, what about Timmers?
Timmers?
Timaru?
Yeah.
Caroline Bay.
Yeah. Lots of wind down there.
Oh, lots of wind down. Okay, yeah, Caroline Bay.
Just a pesty easterly all day long. Yeah, okay, we could...
Radio Caroline.
Well, you want to vote for Caroline Bay, do you?
All over it, yep, definitely. Perfect spot, centralised.
I'll tell you what, celebrations every day with bands playing at the Sound Shell. Fantastic. And the Ovaries.
Johan, you're from Hamilton. You're going to suggest Hamilton Lake, aren't you?
No, Wellington Street Beach and on the Hamilton, on the Waikato River.
Hamilton Street. An optimist.
Yeah.
So bring it back. Okay, so you're saying
you can
Hamilton.
Do some good bombs off the jetty there too.
Hamilton Street.
Okay, that's option nine, Hamilton, and we've got one vote for
One vote for Caroline Bay. Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. Hayden, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right.
Hayden, you've got option one, Fovo Strait, option two, Cook Strait, option three, the Hauraki Gulf from Bremhead to Cape Colville, four, Tauranga, five, Greymouth, Cobden, operating out of the Runanga Workingmen's Club, option six, Fiordland, option seven is something that I can't really read.
Marlborough.
Option eight, Caroline Bay, and option nine, the Waikato River.
I think the Greymouth Cup would be quite good. It just rain half the time, so you wouldn't really see anything.
Oh, yeah.
You can imagine the drone shots, though, going up towards the Southern Alps and Mount Cook in the background. I mean, just be absolutely stunning. You'd not get a lot of racing
I'm surprised Hayden come in with America's Cup punt edition on the Avon. You know, just take it back to punting.
That'd be quite good, though. All the sewage in there still, probably, you know.
Come across a body every now and then. It would be certainly interesting. The drone shots, you could be seeing the reconstruction at the same time. Here's Nick from Pukekohe. Morning, Nick. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Okay, thanks. Where's your vote for where we're going to run the America's Cup if they bring it back home?
What about on the Manukau?
Manukau.
Yeah.
Manukau.
Yeah, take into consideration the tide.
All the tide.
Yeah, that vicious tide.
When wind opposes tide, look out on the Manukau.
Just tell you what, a lot of people voting outside of the...
Okay, 10 Manukau.
The options.
But I mean, Manukau's kind of... Oh, you know, that's because it's the wider Manukau.
But if we're going for for the options, I go Greymouth, eh?
Yeah, Cobden Beach.
Cobden. Well, there's a lot of support for that, it turns out.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Runanga Workingsman Club could really do with a boost. When we were in there, there was not a lot of action.
No, there were four people. That would be a massive boost economically to the coast. There's no doubt about that. Here's Josh. Good morning, Josh.
G'day, mate. Hey, yeah, I was thinking, what about having it in Whangarei and we could put Oracle up in the Hindawasa Arts Centre? You know, it's disorientating for them.
Yep, so in the Kawakawa Hundavasa.
Oh, the new art centre that's going to be built in Whangarei should be ready by then, and then...
Oh, you're not suggesting in the Hundavasa toilets in Kawakawa?
The Hundavasa art centre that's going to be up in Whangarei.
Are they doing that? Because the Kawakawa stinks so bad in there.
Oh, it's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, beautiful piece of toiletry.
It's porous.
So that would be good if we didn't have it at the Chatham Islands.
Oh, the chats.
Oh, could you imagine the chats? I mean, there's just...
Do they have the infrastructure on the chats?
I'm not
they
sure.
They
got the crayfish. And they got enough angry locals that'd probably kill someone.
They got some big crays and certainly would be great for the genetic makeup of a lot of the Chatham Islands situation. It would be quite handy there.
And that was a...
Snap hole!
So I said to her, look, if you're going to do that, then do it properly. You know, don't do it half, don't go halfway, do the full, you know, service. And then she told me to bugger off.
Absolutely. Oh, is the mic on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, you're halfway through a podcast. Listen to the rest. There's some great stuff to come. Hey, Jerry, I've got some audio for you and some breaking news for you.
It's been 22 years in the making. San Diego, 1995, and now Bermuda, 2017. Once again, the America's Cup is New Zealand's Cup.
This is unreal. It's exactly what we came here to do. We're just on top of the world. You know, it's been 3 years of hard work from so many people on the team. You know, there's probably 100 people working at times. You know, straight at this goal. And this is exactly what we came here for.
3 years. 3 years of work for that race. It all comes down to that one moment there.
Yeah, well, he was winning gold medals at some point during that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, what a great New Zealander Peter Burling is. And as we were saying before, what a great Kiwi speech just to deflect everything away from yourself. Yeah, mate, thanks, mate. Wasn't me. I didn't do anything. You know, yeah. I'm nothing. I'm a piece of crap, actually. I'm just weight on the boat, actually. The taxi driver who drove us down here probably did more for the cup than I did. You guys up in the box did more for the cup than I did. What a great New Zealander Peter Burling is.
Yeah, they're going to bring the old gravy mug back to New Zealand. They're going to get a roast going, and Peter Burling's going to pour the gravy all over the roast. But the question is, where are they going to hold the regatta?
Shall we go back to our...
Snap hole!
Hey, we've been asking where they should run the regatta all morning, and currently Greymouth Cobden Beach with parties at the Runanga Workingmen's Club is currently on top with 3 votes. We've got nothing for the Marlborough Sound, Sketch versus Sloop. Caroline Bay's got 1. Sunny Wine and Olive Oil Fields at Hawke's Bay's got none. Hamilton Street Beach has got 1. Fovo Strait.
That's on the Waikato River, is it?
Yeah, that's on the Waikato River. Fovo Strait, no votes. Bremhead to Cape Coville, 1 vote. Tauranga, 1 vote. And Manukau, 1 vote.
All right, let's go to a new caller here. Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Kyle.
G'day, Kyle.
Hey, mate. How's it going?
Good, Kyle. Which area would you like to hold the regatta in?
Oh, I'd love to see it here in Hawke's Bay.
Ah, in the sunny wine and olive oil filled Hawke's Bay.
Are you talking about the sunny Hawke's Bay or the not sunny?
The fruit bowl of New Zealand.
You're not talking about the when there's a southerly coming through Hawke's Bay. You're talking about the nor'westerly sunny Hawke's Bay.
Yeah. Oh, it's the nor'westerly easterly.
The nor'westerly easterly. Right, okay. Interesting. An easterly coming in from the nor'west.
Very common here.
Okay, well, that's option 10, Sunny Hawke's Bay.
That's 2 votes now for Sunny Wine and Oil Filled Hawke's Bay. Congratulations, you guys. They're now coming second.
Tell you where, Gough. Gough, you're from the Mouth, aren't you?
Yep.
So you'll be keen for the Greymouth Cobden option.
No, I think you should have it on Westport.
Oh, Westport. Oh, really?
Well, you've
got an empty cement factory to build boats on. You've got an unused wharf, and you've got Cape Falwyn, which will really put them on their toes.
Cape Falwyn would be a great for the sponsors. America's Cup, Cape Falwyn.
Cape Falwyn.
because of boat crashes too, it'd be pretty awesome.
Oh, it'd be great for the local economy, let's be honest.
It'd be different.
They've got to deal with the bar, though, the bar going out there at Westport, that's not easy.
I would just bring the dredge back.
Okay, we'll put that into a vote into the wider West Coast, which is streaking ahead, actually, you've got to say.
Yeah, let's go to Whenuapai. Good morning. This is, I believe, the base out there at Whenuapai.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, great service from you. What do you reckon, Fovo Strait, Cook Strait, Hauraki Gulf, Bremhead to Cape Colville, Tauranga is an option, Greymouth, Cobden, Fiordland, Marlborough, Caroline Bay, Hamilton Beach and the Waikato River, or the sunny Hawke's Bay?
Got to be the Sunny Hawks Bay.
There you go.
Option for the Sunny Hawks Bay. That's streaking ahead now, isn't it? Well, it's on three.
I think it's because it's been described as the Sunny Wine and Olive Oil filled Hawks Bay, if you know what I mean. That's really making it attractive. it could be Montana Team New Zealand.
Shit, yeah.
Well, Jesus. Language.
How's the language coming off the boat when they won?
That's quite impressive.
Oh, they were swearing like sailors, you got to say. But, you know, no one will complain.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Craig.
It's more likely to be Craig than Gray, to be fair. That was
Craig.
A bit of a stretch.
Craig, where's your vote?
Oh, I think you should have it in Lake Taupo.
Oh, Lake Taupo.
Okay, well, hold on, that's optional.
Out on Taups.
Turns out that we've got quite a lot of land and quite a lot of water and quite a lot of coast around New Zealand, eh? I mean, there's a lot of options, you've got to say here.
Be risky with the golf balls, so wouldn't it, down there?
Taups.
I mean, you'd have to watch out for the golf balls.
Taups.
Taups.
Spots to spectate from the side.
Specifically speaking, are you thinking Acacia Bay or are you thinking more Waitanui?
Oh, not fussy, really.
Okay, well, that's
right,
good.
There we go.
They're not fussy in Taups. That's the thing about Taups.
All right, there we go.
And one more call?
One more call.
Here's Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Jimmy from the Necky.
Jimmy from the Necky.
Now, where are you going to go, Jimmy from the Necky?
Well, I think you guys have forgotten about the Bay of Islands, you know? Your Waka race, maybe shoot the hole in the rock?
The Bay of Islands. Beautiful Bay of Islands up around there, around Urapokapoka, coming out of Russell. Coming out of maybe Rafferty.
Korirareka,
yeah, the hell hole of the Pacific. I mean, that would go well internationally, wouldn't it?
Wow, such a beautiful scene.
It is. It's a beautiful place. Boy, oh boy, is it beautiful up there.
Great access to Russell, you can say, for the large numbers of people.
We're just sort of pesting across from Paihia.
Bottleneck at the post office there.
Yeah, and I tell you, there'd be a lot of... the Opor Ferry would be getting a lot of work, that's for sure. Pump a lot of money into the local economy.
Well, there we go. Bay of Islands, another option.
You could always switch it over to a Waka race.
Yeah, well...
Straight from the treaty grounds, you know, shoot off the grass there, down into it.
Well, I wonder if we could get how many Waka competitors we could get from around the world, you know, big Waka money.
I think it would open up a whole lot more people, wouldn't it?
It would, definitely. It's easier to get a Waka together than it is to get a... $150 million catamaran together.
That's right. New Zealand have won the America's Cup. Chances are it's going to be sailed in the Hauraki Gulf from Bream Head to Cape Colville. We need to secure ourselves some waterfront property, Matt, because that waterfront property is going to go...
Which waterfront?
Well, Auckland waterfront.
Oh, Auckland waterfront.
Yeah.
All right. Not Cobden waterfront.
No, not Cobden waterfront.
Auckland waterfront.
We could go a dollar each way. We could get some Cobden property as well.
I reckon you could get most of the Cobden waterfront for one very small amount of Auckland waterfront.
Well, potentially.
Down the viaduct.
I've been having a look at some websites, some apartments down there. And it'd be quite good to give someone a call and just see what the rates go and see if there's been any interest this morning, actually.
Well, you've got one here, Jerry. Simply Waterfront, Prince's Wharf.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
Looks pretty good, doesn't it? I mean, what are the deets on that one?
Yeah, 71/145 Key Street, Auckland Central. We got a one-bedroom. Oh, look, she's a three-bedroom. Two-bathroom. One car park.
She's a 50-year lease.
Yeah.
Gee, she's got it's a beautiful-looking operator for 50 years.
Look at that.
And, you know, we'll all be dead in 50 years, most of us anyway. So, look at that.
Should we give Carl Russell a call from Auckland Apartments City Living?
Yeah, let's do that.
Surely he would have been fielding a lot of calls this morning.
That is a beautiful situation right there. I mean, there's no gamble at all. They definitely bring it back, right?
Surely.
Hello, it's Carl.
Good morning, Carl. It's Matt and Jerry here from the Hauraki Breakfast. How are you?
I'm well.
Carl,
how can I help you?
Good, thanks, Carl. Carl, New Zealand have won the America's Cup, and we're thinking that we need to secure ourselves an apartment on the Auckland waterfront.
And oh, look, you've come to the right person. That's the first step. Well done.
I see you've got a listing here, Simply Waterfront, Princess Wharf, 71/145 Key Street. Can you tell us a little bit about that property?
Oh, look, I can. It's on the desirable side of the wharf, so it faces west.
Kiwis like a bit of the afternoon sun. So, look, it's three bedrooms. It's currently rented as a service apartment, which we believe these things will become a whole lot more popular when, well, when the Cup comes back to Auckland, because they rent for about $500 a night at the moment. Throw in the spectacular event like the Cup, and that'll probably, well, triple, I don't know. It's a great time to buy, fellas, if you've got a spare 600 in the bank.
Oh, so, well, we're looking for a leaker, Carl. Is this one leak?
No, but you'd probably want to talk to my colleague Hamish Duke about leakers. you'll see him on the ad as well. He's no.
We're looking for a leaker. We're ideally, this is three bedrooms, actually. I didn't realise that. We're looking ideally for a one-bedroom leaker, south-facing, something with maybe shared communal bathrooms and some kind of communal cooking space.
You got
yeah, right. I've got this little 13 square metre apartment in Otahoo.
Are you going to get much capital gain in Otahoo with the America's Cup coming back to town?
Oh, look, I'm a real estate agent, so I shouldn't pass comment on the radio. But if you wanted me to give you some off the air information, I'll be happy to do that.
Well, we were thinking about you've got this one here, Simply Waterfront Princess Wharf, the three bedroomer for $649.
We could make it leak. Put it that way.
If you could make that leak, that would be great. And we're looking at running it as a timeshare with 649 of our listeners paying $1,000 each. I mean, how do you run a timeshare? I mean, can we guarantee if we sell it as a timeshare, could we get you to organise the timeshare and make sure that me and Jerry get it and those key 6 weeks of the America's Cup?
Well, what a great idea. The owner of that apartment's a great fella. He's into sailing, so he's actually in Cuba at the moment.
Is he?
He would be down to looking at such an idea, I think.
Okay, and that's 649 people jumping on a timeshare.
Just a quiet little 649,000. I see she's a 50-year lease.
Yeah, 33 years remaining. So that's 50 years from when it was built in 99.
All right, 33 years.
Bring your camera crew down and let's go through it and have a look.
Well, I'll tell you, Carl, has there been a lot more interest in apartments? Because you deal in apartments down there on the Auckland waterfront. Has there been a lot of interest over the last few days? More than before?
There has been in the past month. I think I'm hoping the phone will start to ring from today when people see the potential in these as short-term rentals.
Well, Carl, it already has.
I mean, look at us.
Look at us. It already has. All right. Thanks for your time. That's a lot for us to mull over.
It's the Fact Factor.
Here's how the Fact Factor works. So I'll come up with a topic. Matt comes up with three facts on that topic. We'll judge whether they're good or bad and work out whether he has the Fact Factor. In light of All Blacks fullback Ben from Accounts suffering a sixth concussion in the last 5 years and a concussion expert recommending he reconsider playing, this morning I want concussion facts from you, Matt. You ready to play the Fact Factor?
I certainly am, Jerry.
What's your first concussion fact?
Two-time NFL Super Bowl winner Peyton Manning intentionally underperformed on his preseason concussion test to set a lower baseline so he could get back into games when he really had been concussed.
Wow, that's quite...
What a fact! That has the Fact Factor.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
So do they test them on? That's interesting. I didn't know they did that in New Zealand. So you've got this a whole lot of base tests and then they work back onto that.
Well, it makes sense, isn't it?
Is that what they do when they take them away? I just thought it was a bunch of basic questions that they asked.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's quite involved, Jerry, isn't it, the concussion tests? But Ben from Accounts, geez, that would be horrible if his career was ended early because of that. But, you know, the thing is, people talk about headgear doesn't help because it's your brain is on that stem.
Yeah.
And when you get whacked, it goes back, it wobbles on it and bashes the front and bashes the back of your brain. So it's a terrible situation. It's going to become more and more complex for sporting bodies going forward, isn't it?
Well, it's very strange because for a lot of guys like Ben from Accounts, this is his job.
Yeah.
This is the way that he earns money. And a lot of jobs are dangerous in a lot of ways. And a lot of jobs take a toll on you later in life.
Well, it's interesting.
Building's a good example of that. I mean, look how many builders get bad backs.
Yeah, and in radio hosting, I mean, there's a terrible toll on your brain around the amount of things you have to consume to keep going.
We'll have a look at our forefathers.
Blackie.
In radio.
Holmesy.
Blackie. JJ. You know, they all go mad. What's your second concussion fact?
In 2012, Derek Amento became one of just 30 acquired savants worldwide. He was taken to hospital with a serious concussion from a driving accident. After being discharged, he sat down at a piano and discovered he was a musical genius.
Fact you, Heath. That's fact.
I mean, why didn't you say that in the first place? He sat down at a piano and discovered he was a musical genius. It seemed to take ages to get that last part of the fact down. I'm marking you down on delivery.
Wow. Okay. All right, then. Okay, then.
What's your third and final...
did you get that out? I'm invoking my right to a lifeline. 0800 Hobonacci. One caller decides if that fact was good or bad.
Good morning, Lord Clifford Bradshaw.
How are you, Matt?
So good, Admiral Lord Norman Clifford Bradshaw the Third.
No sick ahead of steam this morning. I thought you boys would be celebrating.
Yeah, well, actually, that's a good point. We'd be remiss not to pop a bottle of bubbly, wouldn't we?
Why are we not celebrating?
Hey, can I ask you a sort of a serious question, Admiral Lord Norman Clifford Bradshaw the Third? Would you rather that Ben Smith kept playing for the good of his nation or gave up for the good of his health and for the good of his family?
I'd have to go. He needs to give up for the good of his family. I know I'd do the same.
When you put it like that, eh? It's hard to go sacrifice yourself, especially a great New Zealander like Ben from accounts.
Sacrificing your health for your family and not for the country.
And it's twofold with Ben from accounts as well, because he's got a lot more GST periods to go in his life and provisional tax, terminal tax to work out.
Well, you know,
and
he can't
do that after you've been concussed.
Exactly.
You can't do that after you've been concussed.
He can start selling heat pumps, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. But hopefully that this is just alarmism by this expert on the concussion. A good or bad fact there, Admiral Lord Norman Clifford Bradshaw?
I'd have to say it's a great fact,
isn't it? What a fact! That has the fact factor.
Butted up Lord Norman Clifford Bradshaw the Third.
Grand Admiral Norman Clifford Bradshaw the Third.
What's your third and final concussion fact?
Synchronized swimmers have an unusually high rate of concussions for athletes. Investigations have revealed it's a result of the swimmers kicking each other in the head quite a lot.
Fact you, Heath. That's fact.
You don't want a concussion in the water.
Well, why else would they get it? I mean, it's got to be a kick in the head.
Yeah, but it's interesting. That's the fact.
It's not from the diving part.
No.
Or the being upside down with your legs in the air.
Well, that'll do it to you. If you come around, then someone boots you right in the face because they got out of sync. It's not the synchronized swimmers that's the problem. It's the unsynchronized swimmers that cause the concussion problems.
All right. Well, you won the fact factor today. Shouldn't have, but you did.
The great New Zealander, Ben from Accounts. Thanks for sitting through another Matt and Jerry show on Radio Hauraki.
This podcast was brought to you by our bloody great mates at MyRepublic, the internet service provider that knows no limits. And when you sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code podcast, you will get 1 month free on top of what's already a bloody great deal.
MyRepublic. Like us at times, they know no limits.